Carla, let's go to six. Council item 633.
Authorize application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Statistics for a grant in the amount of $400,337 for the 2016 National Crime Statistics Exchange Implementation Assistance Program for the Regional Justice Information Network to transition to national incident-based reporting systems.
Carla, would you please also read in concert Council Item 634.
Authorize application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $496,987 for the Encouraging Innovation Field Initiated Programs Fiscal Year 2016 Competitive Grant for Law Enforcement Engagement with Immigrant and Refugee Communities.
So I have Captain Elmore presenting, or whoever is here, please come forward and with the panel come forward, introduce yourselves, and we'll kick it off. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Commissioners. How are you doing? I'm Captain Vince Elmore, and today I would like to talk to you about a federal grant that will impact two of the three divisions that I'm in charge of, one being the Records Division and the other being the Region Sustainment Team. To my right, I have the Program Manager, Tammy Mayer, who is over the Region Sustainment Team, and also to her right, Kim Rourke, who is the Global Regional Administrator, and they are my subject matter experts today. We're asking for authorization of U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Program, Bureau of Justice Statistics for a grant in amount of $400,337 for the National Crime Statistics Exchange Implementation Assistance Program. This will impact the Regional Justice Information System, which you know as REGIN, authorization application transition to the National Incident-Based Reporting System, which is NIBRS. So the discussion, why are we talking about this? The ordinance authorizes the mayor to apply for this grant. The grant will assist region and 34 Oregon partners that transfer the Oregon National Incident-Based Reporting System to the National Incident-Based Reporting System, which is called NIBRS. So why are we here? The Federal Bureau of Investigation announced its intention to establish NIBRS in the Law Enforcement Crime Data Reporting Standards for the nation. The Department of Justice is making grant funds available for the national project. This is not a competitive grant. It has no financial or budgetary impact on our organization. Region Oregon partners, which are 34 of them, have been unable to report their crime data in ONIBRS in accordance with the federal requirements and received permission from the Oregon State Police to transition to NIBRS. The region partners voted and are in favor of the transition. Reporting crime data will provide more detailed statistics for integral agency decisions, making it easy to enhance our public safety and address the livability issues in our community. Additionally, complying with the federal requirements for crime reporting allows the agency to compete for federal bonds and levies to supplement their budgets and provide more community-related programs. The most important part is, if you have any concerns about this grant, members of the public may be concerned about the federal government aspect of the grant. However, the FBI and the Bureau of Justice of Statistics have been collecting data since 1871. In 1930, the Bureau of Investigation, known to us today as the FBI, has been responsible for collecting national statistics and producing uniform crime reports. The Portland Police Bureau already reports this data and crime statistics. The grant will help PPB make the necessary changes so that we can report the new format and make the deadlines. The approval of this grant is a solution to accurate reporting for the national standard and format that FBI has brought before us. The grant prepares us for success in the 2016-2017 data and will also be prepared to do 2015. That's the synopsis of it. ONIBRS has not been very successful at all. NIBRS is. Do you have any questions?
Colleagues? Seems pretty straightforward. Thank you. Do you ladies have anything to add?
Sure.
Okay. Nice job. Carla, has anyone signed up to testify on these items?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Does anyone wish to testify? Seeing none, we're going to take a vote on both. We'll start with Council Item 633.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Captain Elmore and team, for your testimony. Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Carla, would you please call the roll on Council Item 634?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
And I know that this does have many community partners, including ERCO, Lutheran Community Services, and others. Aye.
Ish.
Aye. The matter passes.